I'd like to see the grandstand come down. I'd like to see it reunite the different parts of Wentworth Park, which are currently really suffer because this huge imposition in the middle that is locked to the public.
Some would say, though, it is accessible to the public, but just for a particular purpose, for racing. Do you reject that idea?
A couple of nights a week for a very small crowd and a diminishing crowd of people who go to the dogs. It's much more important to open 24 hours to the public. You know, we're in the middle of high-density areas of Ultimo, Piedmont and Glebe. We need more space. We know that under COVID, people are using their public space. They need to take exercise. They need that relief of being in green spaces. Wentworth Park could be so much better.
Yeah. Are you opening up a big kettle of, kettle of fish here?
Can of worms
is where I was going. just because we know that the dogs, when they are brought into a political sphere, can be very heated debates. When Mike Baird proposed the closure of the dog racing in New South Wales, there was a huge reaction to it.
And I was just going to mention there, Robbie, and some very powerful lobbyists as well, by the way.
Well, it was probably the best decision that Baird made, but he did rush it in. He didn't give any transition, and then he backflipped very quickly. I mean, certainly we can transition dog racing out of its cruel practices. That should be what's being done as well. But this is really public space in the centre of the city, and we really need all of it available, just like the golf courses that you mentioned before. We need all of it available for our population to stay healthy.
I guess those who do love their golf and they do love their dog racing might think, well, we're being forced out of the city. Is that fair?
Both Moore Park Golf Club and the dogs in Wentworth Park were created in the 20s when there was a much smaller population. The golf club in Moore Park was, in fact, one of the first public golf courses there. The situation, you know, 100 years later is totally different, Wendy. We really need a lot more space for activity. We know that health is a big issue in cities. Getting people active by walking, cycling, jogging, whatever it is that they do, they need to get out and about. And public space, parks are fundamental to that.
How realistic do you think this call is? We know that the vote has gone your way on Monday night, but you are talking about a pretty major change to that part of the city, and it's not a small grandstand. That's a big piece of infrastructure there.
Well, the government had no trouble knocking down the football stadium. This is tiny compared to that. You know, things change in the city. I mean, buildings are being taken down all the time. We would never allow such a grandstand to be built in another public park today. It's basically unused 99% of the time. It's never used to capacity. There's so many other things you could put in the park that attract a much wider spectrum of people.
Wake up with Robbie and Wendy for breakfast on ABC Radio Sydney.